Friday mornings around this time, we talk with Stephanie Curtis, one of the Cube critics at Minnesota Public Radio. And there's a big, big opening of a movie that I have been anticipating because I'm a big, big fan of this comedian, Amy Schumer.
I have been dying for Trainwreck to open. The promos, the trailers have made it look so funny for so long. So I had very high expectations when I went in. And they weren't all completely dashed.
Okay.
But do not believe the trailer, people. What it is a comedy. It's a romantic comedy. It's incredibly funny. But they also, it's a Judd Apatow movie. Or it's a movie that he helped her create. Amy Schumer wrote it. It's her brainchild. But Judd Apatow is the director, and he worked with her and had her go back and retool the screenplay. And instead of it just being a straight-ahead comedy, it also involves kind of an autobiographical look at tortured relationships within your family, how you get along with siblings, and takes on serious stuff. So it's not Bridesmaids. It reminds me more of Judd Apatow's Funny People, where Adam Sandler is chasing after his lost love, and it's about disappointment in marriage and disappointment in careers, even if they're successful. So it's super funny, but there's also kind of this family drama shoved in. You know, do you remember in Say Anything?
Yes.
How you think it's about teenage romance, and you go back and you watch it, and you realize that it's actually about nursing home embezzlement most of the time.
That's right. Yeah, there was sort of that underlying nursing home embezzlement tone going on.
And it's nice when a romantic comedy isn't just all like, well, I'm walking along, I'm falling down. Oh, when will I learn that this nice guy is the guy for me?
No, it was, I'm incarcerated, Lloyd. Yeah. Yes. So the new movie, Amy Schumer stars in it. It's Trainwreck. Bill Hader, who I've always loved, a comedic writer, Saturday Night Live. How was he in the movie?
He is fantastic. And he's just, you know, usually he's great playing over-the-top characters like Stefan. But in this case, he's playing a straight-ahead, kind of nice guy. And a lot of people's hands, it would have been a nice, boring guy, and the character would have put you to sleep. Instead, he and Amy Schumer have real chemistry. They seem like real people. And that's one thing I like about it, is that it's about two real people meeting and having a romantic relationship, and you buy it. You buy that they have a great sex life, you buy that they have a good time together, and you aren't thinking, why are these two people together? There's no chemistry here. And LeBron James is in it.
Okay, LeBron, this is the big question. Well, maybe there's a sub-question in here.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just two full questions. All right. Is LeBron James funny? Can LeBron James act?
Yes to both.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah,
and I remember some Saturday Night Live person said they liked it best when sports figures, athletic stars were on Saturday Night Live. But I always found the kind of awkward and uncomfortable. LeBron James is completely comfortable, really funny, really smooth, and a joy to see. And they don't just have him in one scene. He pops up enough that you really get to see him do a couple things. And I loved seeing LeBron James in this.
The new movie is Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, who is on top of the world right now. She's doing so much press. And watching Amy Schumer do press is hilarious in itself. She was on the Today Show yesterday morning.
How did that go?
She destroyed the Today Show. She said something like to the effect where the producers must have said, Amy, be yourself, which is kind of a...
That's dangerous.
That's a dangerous thing to
early
say to
in the
Amy
morning
Schumer.
For a family show.
Family Today Show. And the interviewer was asking her questions like, wow, you're at the top of your game. And how do you even answer that question, first of all? You know, as somebody who's been interviewing people, I've tried to avoid asking that question. And then I don't know what the interviewer said, but Amy Schumer goes, you know, I just feel like Al Roker's phoning it in this morning. I mean, he's just like, oh, it's sunny over here. And it was great. She was just, and then she touched the flowers as part of the set design. And she was like, these are fake. And she was hilarious. And I just expect from this movie that she's playing a character of herself.
Yeah, she is. And it's great. It's really fun. You'll enjoy it. But know that it isn't just Bridesmaids, that there's a little bit of Colin Quinn being a bad dad shoved in there too.
Well, I can't wait to see it. It's called Trainwreck, opening this weekend.
Everywhere, people.
Everywhere. There's been so much promotion leading up to the opening of this movie. Stephanie Curtis is one of the Cube critics here at Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Stephanie.
See you next week.
Have a great weekend.